Christ is born. Glorify him. The church proclaims at the break of this new day, the feast of the Nativity. We have waited and watched in eager anticipation. The distant echoes of prophets' voices of centuries long past, proclaiming the promises of God across a cold and darkened world, suddenly resonate in the faithful souls of those who will approach and behold the light and the wonder of this night. For you, O Bethlehem, you who are least among the rulers of Judah, tonight your humility is exalted to renown. You, O Bethlehem, burial place of Rachel weeping for her children, great joy has broken forth. From the rocky vault of a cave, you have opened up as a glorious grotto for a wondrous birth. You, O Bethlehem, who now abides in the tyranny and oppression of a pagan Caesar, extracting his due regard from the sweat of God's faithful, have ushered in divine royalty, who will forever reign as the Prince of Peace, releasing humanity from the tyranny of the enemy. You, O Bethlehem, O house of bread, the place of sweet wells from which David longed to drink, have now become host to the birth of him who is the bread of life, the wellspring of living waters, by which we shall neither hunger nor thirst again. Tonight is the night, O Bethlehem, in which you have become a new Eden, in which the divine heavenly host announced to the shepherds in your fields, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. You, O Bethlehem, have manifest the fulfillment of divine promise in a virgin birth, and we meet him there. Yes, on this night, we join in the joy of Bethlehem. And in the voices of the choirs of angels and archangels, in hymning and praising the birth of our long-promised Savior, and declaring Christ is born. Christ is born, and we glorify him whose swaddling clothes portend his paschal victory over the bonds of death and sin. Christ is born, and even as we endure the sadness and sorrow and brokenness of this world, we glorify him. In those burdens, he is lifted up on a tree of death. Christ is born, and even as we struggle in the shallowness and weakness of our faith, we glorify him in the unfathomable reserves of power and strength he so freely brings. Christ is born, and even as we abide in the darkness and shame of our own sin-sick soul, we glorify him who ushers in healing, deliverance, forgiveness, and redemption for all those who will simply receive. Christ is born, and we glorify him in the promises fulfilled and in the hope that he brings. Christ is born, and we glorify him in our worship, in our service, in our family, in our daily work and chores, in our ability to forgive, and most significantly, in our ability to love. For it is out of the love and heart of God that Christ has come, that the greatest gift ever given has been received. So let us, with a heart filled with thanksgiving and joy and love, cry out, glory to God in the highest, for indeed Christ is born. Glorify him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.